Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John. Thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 210. Quit, retire, fired, and laid off. A friend of mine is a New York City bus driver. Being a bus driver seems like a tough job to me, and my friend said he's looking forward to the day that he can retire. These days, the bus company has gotten very strict, especially with people who use their cell phone. As a bus driver, your cell phone needs to be turned off while you're on your shift. If the bus driver has an accident or some other situation, the first thing the bus company will do is check their cell phone records. If they find out that the driver was using his cell phone during work, he'll be fired immediately. We have a few different ways in English to talk about when you leave your job. For today's English lesson, let's have a look at this vocabulary. First of all, when you choose to leave a job, you quit the job. So you can say, I quit my job last week, or I quit working for the bank. You can also use resign from, which is a more formal way of saying quit. For example, I resigned from my job last week, or Jack resigned from the bank. When your company chooses to end your employment, you can get fired if you do something wrong, or get laid off if the company's financial situation is not good. For example, Joe got fired because he came to work late too many times. Jenny got laid off because the company had a hard time in this bad economy. So, if someone gets fired, it means they've done something wrong. But if somebody gets laid off, that means the company had some troubles, like financial troubles, and had to reduce the staff. Finally, when you stop working around the age of 60 or 65, you retire. The condition is called retirement. Here are some examples. Brad retired from the bank and now lives in Florida. My grandfather is enjoying retirement and a new life in Southern California. So, we only use retire when you stop working because of your advanced age. If you stop working because you don't like your company or you want to find a different job, you would say, I quit. It sounds a little bit strange in English if you're under the age of 60 or 65 and you say that you retired. So, what do you want to do when you retire? Why don't you leave a comment here on the website? Well, that's our English lesson for today. If you want to read the examples in this lesson, or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 210. Thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.